Wandering around with no particular place to go, an easy morning stroll, no time frame, embedding yourself in the slow lane of life here in Costa Rica. The park in front of the Teatro Nacional is a popular gathering place for many here in Costa Rica, including about 1,000 pigeons. I love walking around here in Costa Rica. It can be any town, San Jose or Heredia, Gracia, Atenas, Dominical, San Isidro, it doesn't matter. Big town or small, it's a fun way to spend a few hours. Very rewarding in its own way. Setting out any early morning, not knowing where I'm headed, where I'm going to end up, or what the heck I'm going to do. I'm excited about being here wherever I am. It's fascinating at times when you wander aimlessly. It's not the same as being lost because you're doing it on purpose. You don't need a map. You only need some colonies in your pocket and a desire to learn something new today and to meet a lot of new friends. Most important, the day always seems to end up with a good feeling. This I'm not lost, but I don't know where I'm going game that I play a few times a week. It doesn't really have a trophy or a blue ribbon, a plaque or an award for your efforts. There's no jackpot to win. There's no first prize because there's no winner or loser. I could call it the wandering game, or should I turn left, or should I turn right contest. No rules at all, no restrictions or penalties. This game has no time limit either, nor does it have any quarters, as do basketball and football, no halftime either. It does have a lot of timeouts. You can stop and relax anytime you want. Take a break, eat, drink, it's up to you. It's really fun to play because you get to meet so many people and eat so much good food and drink a lot of freshly squeezed OJ and Pipa Fria, which, as you probably know, is fresh coconut water. In Costa Rica, you find a lot of vendors who are pushing carts around with juicers and coolers. They're everywhere. And on a hot day, they're a welcome sight. I love that older lady in the downtown area of San Jose. Her name is Maria. She always squeezes the oranges for me every morning and presents the juice to me in a little plastic cup. She's so proud of her work, and I always reward her with a smile, a que rico el jugo, and a few hundred colones as a propina, or a tip, as they call it here in paradise. Hasta mañana, Maria, I yell out as I continue my morning jaunt. Feeling energized, I search out another little adventure down the road. Talk about Pipa Fria for a moment. It's a simple coconut water served either in a little plastic bag chilled and fresh or served in its original container, which is a young green coconut. The vendor has a huge machete. He picks up the green coconut with his left hand and slices a hole in the top forcefully and carefully with his machete. This gentleman must have been doing this for a long time because I noticed he only had 3 fingers on his left hand. Well, I guess it took him a few weeks to learn the art of cutting open a coconut. He keeps his straws in a little cup taped onto the side of his push cart. He pulls one out and places it in the hole on top of the coconut and serves this refreshing drink to you. Again, with so much pride and a smile on his face, it's really great. Now that I'm hydrated, I feel so good and I step up my pace and I continue on down the road. Where to next? I say to myself. Well, I stop in a bookstore to buy a little paperback called Costa Rican Spanish. Be sure to have one of these in your pocket before you visit. You can buy it through Amazon. Again, it's called Costa Rican Spanish. It comes in handy. Even though I'm somewhat fluent, I try to learn new words and phrases every day, and I figure that by the time I turn 90 or so, my Spanish is going to be perfect. I love to find a park bench in the middle of town and people watch, and you can learn so much about a country's culture when doing this. Lots of families in San Jose Central. The kids, the mama, and the abuela, or the grandmother as well. One of the reasons I fell in love with Costa Rica was because, like many other Latin cultures, the family unit is overseen by the grandmother. She is the queen of the family, the matriarch, the wise one. In the USA, it seems as though many families ship off their older parents to a nursing home and maybe, if they're lucky, visit them twice a year. Well, here in Costa Rica, it's the exact opposite. Family's everything and it makes for a strong heritage. Today's little excursion has been fun. I also stopped at the Central Market. bought some fresh fruit and veggies for the rest of the week, and I did a lot of people watching. I ate lunch at a local soda and met a lot of new friends. It was a good day here in paradise. One thing that I love is returning to some of these places that I visit and seeing many of the people who I met on my last walk earlier in the week. After a while, they know who you are and recognize you as a good friend. Bonds are formed, and it gives me so much pleasure knowing the locals and being thought of as their friend. Wandering around with no particular place to go has many rewards, and even though Costa Rica is known for its biodiversity, its butterflies and tropical birds, its volcanoes and its beaches, its beautiful views of countryside and mountains, you don't have to go very far to enjoy the Pura Vida lifestyle. It's everywhere. It's in front of you. And you're invited to visit our websites, too, at CostaRicaGoodNewsReport.com and also CostaRicaImmigrationAndMovingExperts.com. Also, please enjoy our over 1,900 episodes of our Costa Rica Pura Vida Lifestyle podcast series. We're found on all major podcast venues, including iHeartRadio and Spotify and quite a few of the others, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and so many more. Our link, just all you got to do is Google us, and our link will be right there for you, right in front of your face. Also, if you would, we would appreciate it if you would share this link with all of your friends and family and total strangers on your social media. We'd really appreciate that. All we're trying to do here every day is to share all the good news coming out of Costa Rica. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it, and we'll see you tomorrow.